This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. In Sikkim, the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra will start today from Nathula by 8:45 a.m. A total of 36 members group will begin the pious journey, which to be flagged off by Governor Om Prakash Mathur. Additional Chief Secretary of Tourism and Civil Aviation Department C.S. Rao said that the Governor will interact with the Yatris and flag off the Yatra. He said that various departments are working together to make the event successful.
Honorable Governor, he is going to attend the program. Then he is going to have some interaction with the Yatris. Around 33 Yatris are there. Then another one doctor is going from Delhi. Then two liaison officers from Ministry of External Affairs. They are also accompanying the team. Altogether, the team members are 36 are there.
Israel destroyed Iran's internal security headquarters in Tehran on Thursday while Iranian missiles struck a major Israeli medical facility, marking a dramatic escalation in the seven-day conflict between the West Asian adversaries. The simultaneous attacks on critical infrastructure represent the most intense phase of direct military confrontation between the two nations in recent history. Israeli forces targeted multiple strategic sites across Iran, including government facilities in Tehran and the nearby city of Karaj, as well as Payam Airport. The strikes came hours after Iran launched missiles that hit the Soroka Medical Center in Beersheba, southern Israel, which serves as a primary treatment facility for Israeli military personnel. A report.
The attack on Soroka Medical Center has sparked strong condemnation from the Israeli leadership. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Israel Katz have announced plans to intensify military operations targeting strategic sites across Iran. The Israeli military has already launched strikes on key locations, including Arak heavy water reactor and the facilities in Natanz, as part of efforts to degrade Iran's nuclear and missile production capabilities. Iranian state media confirmed that there is no radiation threat from the Arak facility, adding that personnel had been safely evacuated before the attack. While Netanyahu clarified that regime change in Iran is not an official Israeli objective, he acknowledged that sustained military pressure on government institutions could eventually lead to such an outcome. Meanwhile, United States President Donald Trump has maintained a deliberately vague stance when pressed about possible American military intervention in Israel's strike on Iran. The White House has signaled that a decision on whether United States will join the conflict is expected within the next 2 weeks. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, Minister of State, Independent Charge Pratap Rao Jadhav said, "Yoga is a lifestyle and not just a one-day event." He appealed to people that they should include yoga in their life and encourage their family members also to practice yoga.
योग एक कुछ एक दिन का इवेंट नहीं योग को अपनी जीवन शैली बनाना चाहिए और हमारे प्रधानमंत्री ने भी यह संदेश दिया है कि योग को अपनी जीवन शैली बनाओ अपने जीवन में योग को स्थान दो और योग के माध्यम से तंदुरुस्त रहो आप तो खुद योगा हर रोज करो योगा के लिए समय दो लेकिन आपके परिवार में जो भी लोग हो बुजुर्ग हो माता बहने हो बच्चे हो सभी को योगा करने के लिए प्रवृत्त करें
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना ना कोई बंधन ना कोई बॉडी टाइप बचपन हो या पचपन व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम योग सबका हक है
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है तो वो प्रतिपल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ
A local court in Shillong has granted 2 days of police custody to Sonam Raghuvanshi and Raj Khushwaha, the prime accused in the sensational murder case of Indore-based businessman Raja Raghuvanshi. Public prosecutor T. Chandra informed that the remaining three accused have been remanded to 14 days of judicial custody. The India Meteorological Department said the southwest monsoon has covered the Bihar and eastern Uttar Pradesh. The IMD also said the monsoon will move further into north and central India in the next few days. Heavy to very heavy rain is likely in some parts of Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Bihar, Gangetic West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh. On the second day of the first Hockey India Masters Cup held in Chennai yesterday, Hockey Punjab defeated Hockey Odisha 3-1 in the women's category. Hockey Haryana defeated Hockey Tamil Nadu 8-0 in the women's category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.